Mission Improbable by the Boom Jennies. Episode 1, India.
How about this for a feature? Fugitive killers, where are they now?
I'm off now, darling.
Shh, Mum, I'm on the phone.
Don't forget to look at those job ads I circled in the paper. Bus driving is more glamorous than people think. Mrs. Roberts, before you go, what do you think of this dress for the school reunion?
Oh,
is it the fashion to have the zip half done up like that?
You're right. It is a bit on the tight side.
You could borrow a pair of hold-me-in pants if you like. I don't wear anything else these days.
Thanks, Mrs. R, but I prefer a thong.
Sir, do you want the story? Spurious? What the hell does that mean?
You won't be wearing those overalls to the reunion, will you, Amelia?
I'm not going. There's a big cats display on at the zoo that night and I'm roted in to do the back combing.
I suppose if you can guarantee me the front page. Page 37. Okay, I'll take it.
Did they go for your murders column, darling?
No. They want me to review a yoga retreat in the Himalayas for their health blog.
That's amazing. I'll come. Perfect way to get in shape before the school reunion.
I'm in too. I'm desperate to see a tiger in the wild.
I don't think you'll be seeing one in Italy, Amelia.
The Himalayas are in India, Jane.
Ah, geography never was your strong point, was it, darling?
That's because I had a terrible teacher. Mr. Thompson never gave me above a D.
Oh, Mr. Thompson. A vision in tweed. Always had a thing for him.
He had such bad coffee breath, you could smell it from the next door classroom.
Yeah, it gave me an asthma attack once.
Never put me off.
Right, come on, let's get packing.
Well, have fun. Maybe they'll teach you about that tantric sex. Your dad and I had a go recently. Didn't get on with it at all. He kept falling asleep.
Bye, Mum.
And now, breathe. Hold the position and relax.
How is it relaxing to have your face this close to your own backside?
Guys, when is this session over? I'm not going to spot many tigers hanging around in a yoga centre. The vegan diet would put them off for a start.
Is the instructor looking at me?
Is he?
No, Lucy, he's looking up his own rectum.
And now, breathe in.
You know, there's definitely something familiar about him.
How about now? Is he looking at me now?
Oh, stop it, Lucy, that's obscene.
Oh, I have to say, I find the way he's pretending to ignore me incredibly alluring.
Where have I seen him before?
And let all your worries go.
Oh, he is so wise.
Modern life can be so suffocating.
Oh, wait a minute. Suffocating? That's it, Lucy. Our instructor is the South End Suffocator.
What are you talking about?
He's Pete Larkin. Don't you remember? It was all over the news. He escaped during the trial. No one's seen him since. I've got to get an interview with him.
Why would a murderer be in the Himalayas teaching yoga, Jane?
That's exactly where he'd be. In the middle of nowhere, with a bunch of hippies who are so off their heads they'd never notice.
He's certainly noticing me now!
So's everyone else, Lucy. I don't think that's quite what he meant by unfurl your inner flower.
Pete Larkin!
Right, that's enough for today. That's the end of the session.
What? He's leaving? Where's he going?
He knows we're on to him. He is totally guilty. Come on. Do not let him out of your sight.
I wasn't intending to.
This is the Kerala Express. Next stop, Nagpur.
I followed Pete Larkin all the way to the station and onto a busy train to try to clinch the biggest interview of my career.
Are you sure we don't need tickets for this train, Jane?
Shut up, Amelia. He's been on the run since 2007, when a department store refused to let him return a 500 tog duck-down duvet he'd bought in the sales, and he went on a rampage with it.
God, he ticks all my boxes. Dark, dangerous, likes a bargain.
Right, he's at the far end of the next carriage. Keep up, Amelia!
Sorry, I thought I saw a tiger through my binoculars. Turns out it was just a woman in a flamboyant sari.
Right, there he is. It's interview time. I'm going to gain his trust with some yoga-based small talk and then wham, hit him with the big questions. You two stay here and keep quiet.
Cooey! Pete!
Oh, well done, Lucy. Now he's doing a runner. Come on.
It's all about the chase with this one, isn't it?
Tickets, please.
Oh, great. This is just what we need.
No ticket, no travel.
It's the same. Whatever country you're in, isn't it? I am performing groundbreaking journalism here. Amelia, deal with him.
No problem. I'll use my tiger restraining technique.
Quickly, this way.
Guys, can I take my fingers out of his nostrils now?
Yes, come on. Oh, this is a nightmare. I've never seen so many people.
I've never seen so many men. Hello, India.
Move it. Out of my way. Right, good. This is better. I am heroically chasing Pete Larkin.
Shh. Quiet carriage, Jane. Through the quiet carriage, moments away from landing the biggest crime story of the century.
How many carriages are there on this train?
There he is, Jane. He's climbing out of the window. Oh, what is that smell?
Right, we're going up there. Give me a leg up, Amelia.
Oh, my goodness. Jane, I could be wrong, but I... Jane, watch where you put your foot.
I am currently crawling along the roof of a moving train. Why the hell am I on the roof of a moving train? I'm going to die.
Guys, wait. I've got something important to tell you. That man, he's a...
Look at the way Pete's leaping from carriage to carriage. Like a sexy antelope.
Oh, this is horrific.
Guys, you really need to listen.
Bridge, get down.
Am I dead? I must be dead. Everything's gone black.
No, we're just in the tunnel, Jane. Now look, I've been trying to tell you.
I'm alive! We've got you cornered now, Pete. This is the end of the train.
Leave me alone.
How do you feel about having your face on the front page of the papers tomorrow?
What do you want from me?
Just a meaningful sexual relationship.
Come on, Pete, fess up. There's nowhere left to run. Apart from that passing freight train, damn it!
I'm going after him!
What?
No one has ever aroused my inner chakra the way he has. Most men can't even find it.
Oh my God, she's done it!
After her, on three, Jane. One, two,
We made it!
Guys, I haven't actually quite made it. But don't worry, I've got a firm grip on the side of this train with at least three fingers.
Pete's just dropped through that hatch.
Quick, after him.
I'll haul myself up then, shall I?
It's a long way down. Lucy, you go first.
Ow, Jane.
Ow, Amelia. What was that?
I don't know. It's too dark in here to see anything.
It sounded just like a plum-headed parakeet. And that's a Guatemalan black howler monkey. And that's a Sumatran short-tailed pygmy python. Female, 2 years old with a liver complaint. Aha, a light switch. An adult male Bengal tiger.
And that's a fat man snoring in the corner.
He must be the keeper, Jane. All the cages say property of the Mumbai Circus.
Right, let's get out of here.
But the tiger looks so sad in there.
Hello, little fellow.
Little?
Do not open that cage, Amelia. He'll eat us alive.
I can't bear to see him like this.
No! Oh.
He's very low. I've never seen such a bad case of feline depression.
The train's stopping. Right, enough tiger talk. If we don't hurry, Pete's going to get away.
Hey.
Plus, we might want to get away from him.
Hey! What's going on?
Oh, is that a whip? You monster!
Yeah.
Run!
Phew, lost him.
Why is everyone running away from us?
Maybe it's because you've got a tiger on a leash, Amelia.
Well, I wasn't going to leave him behind with that whip-wielding barbarian, was I?
Right, where the hell is Pete?
Oh, pass me your binoculars, Amelia.
Righto. Oh, you know, I feel like there was something I needed to tell you two, but I've forgotten what it was.
Ha! I've spotted him. But he's miles away. We'll never catch him.
Don't worry. I'll just hotwire this rickshaw. Glad those 6 years I spent in a Mexican penitentiary weren't entirely wasted.
What? Brilliant work, Amelia. Let's go. Doesn't it go any faster than this?
Not with an 18-stone cat in the back.
Do not speak about Shiva like that, please. He is already in a paralysing depression.
Out of the way, please. Journalist coming through.
Oh, we're catching him up.
Right, when we draw level with him, Lucy, launch yourself at him.
Throw myself at a man. Just what I do best.
Right, one, two, three.
Yeah, we got you by the balls now, Pete Larkin.
Who's Pete Larkin?
Don't play the innocent with me, Larkin.
My name's Thompson.
Oh, that was it. Sorry, guys, memory like a sieve. He's right, he is Mr. Thompson.
Who the hell is Mr. Thompson?
I am.
Our old geography teacher, Mr. Thompson. No way.
Yeah, that's why he looked familiar, Jane. I knew the moment he opened his mouth. I'd recognise that aroma anywhere.
It is him! You've aged well, Mr. Thompson. Like a vintage Stilton.
The smell's actually more like stale Americano mixed with blocked drains, Lucy.
I can hear you.
Don't be ridiculous, guys. Mr. Thompson must be dead by now.
No, I'm not.
So if you are Mr. Thompson, what did I get for my Year 9 essay on sedimentary limestone deposits?
A D.
Right. What about my GCSE coursework, then, on population fluxes in Norfolk and Suffolk?
An F.
Lucky guess. What did you write in my 1998 end-of-year report, then?
Consistently disappointing.
I don't believe it! This was going to be a front-page splash, and now it's basically a geography lesson.
What I want to know is, why were you running away from us?
I was running away from you. I had to leave my job after what you did. I turned to yoga to deal with the stress of it all.
Well, how rude. Leave a few saucy snaps of yourself in a teacher's pigeonhole, and this is the thanks you get. This romance is officially over.
Thieves! Get thieves! Give me back my tiger!
Oh, it's the circus guy.
Don't worry, Shiva. I will not let him take you.
You stole my tiger! Do you know what I do to people who steal from me?
Amelia, hand over the tiger!
No way!
He's a dangerous animal, Amelia.
You're right, Jane. The man clearly has an anger problem.
I meant the tiger.
He's not dangerous. He is just depressed. Oh. Depressed and dangerous.
Oh, look, Jane. There's a job ad here saying they're looking for a committed and feisty young lady with a GSOH. You've got one of those. Or was yours a GNVQ?
That's the Lonely Hearts page, Mum.
Oh, well, it wouldn't hurt you to get a boyfriend either.
Do you mind? I'm trying to write.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Lucy. How was the school reunion?
Pumping. I am so over Mr. Thompson. I have just had the wildest night ever with Mr. Rowland.
The caretaker? He must be in his 70s by now.
He's 82, actually. But believe me, he's still all there.
I don't need to ask how the tight dress went down then.
No. And it turns out most of the girls in my year are pregnant, so I was the skinny one for once.
What's that noise?
It's a baby elephant. I'm supporting a charity for neglected circus animals by adopting one. I didn't realise they were actually going to send it to me.
Guys, can I have a bit of quiet? I'm trying to finish this piece about how geography teachers are a drain on the UK education system.
I think you're going to have to try harder than that to hit the front pages, darling. Look what they've got here. Southend suffocator finally found. He was working on a kibbutz in Israel, apparently.
No!
Mission Improbable was written by and starred the Boom Jennies, who are Lizzie Bates, Anna Emerson and Katrina Knox, with additional roles by Anil Desai and Felicity Montague. It was produced by Dave Lamb and Richie Webb and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.